We're going to talk about mind games that narcissists play and exactly what you can do to play back. Number one, they want to know your life story. When you first meet a narcissist, you might find this very charming because someone is listening to you. And it always feels good to have someone listen to you. And if we're being honest, none of us really hate talking about ourselves, at least not before we're damaged by a narcissist. And often, even when we have been raised by narcissists or damaged by narcissists in other relationships, we are so not used to talking about ourselves that we can find this very charming. But the narcissist in the early stages of a relationship might want to know everything about you. The unfortunate part is that later in the relationship, they will begin to use everything about you against you. So how do you know this is what you're dealing with? Well, if number one, they don't talk about themselves ever, that's a red flag. I'm not saying they should talk completely about themselves, that's another red flag. But those who have a good, comfortable back and forth and share their own thoughts and insights and pieces of their life, probably pretty healthy. Another thing you can do is look them right in their eyeballs. And if they won't look you right back in the eyes, and yet they continue to throw the questions at you, that's a red flag. Be aware. Sometimes they won't even look at you while they ask the questions, or they'll look away from you, above your head, below your chin, whatever. One way that you can win this game is to simply start asking questions about them and see how they react. Or don't answer the questions that they ask you about yourself and change the subject. Number two, they want you to know that they're better than you, and they will tell you this in very sneaky, subtle ways. One big red flag of a narcissist is that they always feel superior to other people. They always want to show off their information and their knowledge. They want to tell you how many famous people they know, or they want to tell you how expensive their car or house was, or they even might lie to you about these things. They definitely want to seem smarter than you and everyone else around them, and so sometimes they'll throw facts and figures at you about things you have no concept of, no idea about. They want to seem better than you. One quick way that you can kind of discover this issue is by simply asking them for source information. Where did you hear that? Or how do you know that? Or just ask them for proof or to back up their claims, because quite honestly, narcissists really don't like it when you ask them to justify what they're saying. One quick way to win this game is to simply ask them to define a specific word they keep using, or just ask them a lot of questions because they will be interrupted and they don't like to be interrupted. Number three, they want you to be scared and sad. Some narcissists will pull the fear card, or they'll pull the negativity card on you. They'll be rude, disrespectful, they'll speak at the top of their lungs or yell. They do this in order to control you and to manipulate you into doing what they want. They try to scare you into doing their bidding. They try to scare you into obedience. They might even physically intimidate you. They don't want you to feel happy. They want you to feel upset and scared because they have an easier time controlling you when you are upset and scared. If you're sad and anxious and nervous and afraid, well, they can easily dig their hooks into that. So how do you win that game? This one's a little harder because of the fact that they play on your emotions directly. And a lot of times they'll make you feel guilty if you do try to overcome it. However, if you're dealing with someone who directly changes the subject to something negative out of the blue, or who suddenly becomes aggressive or gets really negative really quickly about something, what you can do is you can focus on the positive, staying positive, maybe even try to throw a joke in there and see how that plays out. If they begin to attack you and go way far the other direction, then you pretty much have a red flag there, knowing that you're dealing with someone who's toxic. But how do you deal with this if you're in this situation? Well, the first thing you do is you pull out your old gray rock tool and you try not to get too upset. You stay as calm as you can and you don't let them see your negative emotions if they are able to bring them out in you. The best thing you can do, and the thing that will totally knock them off their rockers, is to stay positive and to refuse to feel sad or angry or scared. Because what you're doing by staying positive, trying to stay happy, not giving them negative emotions, is you're showing them that they are not in control of the situation. Number four, they tear you down. Narcissists are well known for finding, seeking out, pinpointing, and poking at every single insecurity you could possibly have. Anything at all. If you've always secretly been nervous about the size of your nose, the narcissist is going to know it. Even if you had a nose job 10 years ago and they don't know that, somehow they're going to know you're sensitive about your nose. It's almost like they can taste it or smell it when they get close to you. It's one of their favorite forms of narcissistic supply, feeding on your insecurities. It's almost like air to them. This goes back to number one, when they first met you and they started asking you everything about yourself and your life and you told them all your deep, dark secrets. This is when they start to use them against you. Any insecurity that you tell them about, that you reveal to them in any way, they will use it against you as quickly as they are able to do so. Sometimes it'll be subtle and sometimes it'll be pretty freaking obvious. They will use your insecurity during an argument. They will throw it into conversations that you're part of or overhearing, and then you might find yourself shutting down and kind of wishing you could crawl in a hole somewhere because everybody suddenly starts looking at you and kind of feeling sorry for you or whatever. Here's a really good example of that. When I was married to my ex-husband, I had been taking a depression medication in order to, I guess, survive that relationship. This was brought out in a public forum in front of his entire family, who then, of course, thought I was crazy for a minute. At the moment this was brought out, of course, I felt humiliated and horrified. And this is exactly what this person wanted. It made him feel superior and good about himself. That's exactly what narcissists are looking for in that moment. Because if other people's insecurities and flaws are shown and highlighted, well, guess what? That kind of helps the narcissist hide their own insecurities and flaws. How can you become aware of this situation? How can you tell a narcissist is doing this to you? Well, the first thing you need to watch for is watch their face when you do share an insecurity with them. If they suddenly seem all alive and animated, oh, that's a red flag. If they do what my ex-husband did and bring them up in front of other people, red flag. If you want to test a person to see if they are a narcissist or a toxic person, a really easy way to do this is to make up an insecurity. So for example, let's say you have brown eyes. You could tell this person, you know, I've always hated the fact that I had brown eyes. I wish I had blue eyes. And you could make it a real big deal and say this is a big insecurity of yours. This is a terrible example, but you get the idea. Well, if you play that up enough, the narcissist might quickly latch onto that and suddenly be really into everybody who has blue eyes. My point is, tell them you're insecure about something that you're not and see how they react to that. If suddenly they seem all excited about life and they have a newfound energy, that's a pretty good sign that you're dealing with a toxic person, because normal people would either try to comfort you about your insecurity by saying something like, are you kidding me? Your eyes are beautiful. Why would you want blue eyes? Or they will just say nothing and move on. The way to win this game is to be aware ahead of time of the things that you really are insecure about. Know what you're insecure about. Know what you're not. Do your very best to work on accepting yourself and the things that you are insecure about on an unconditional level. Actually, I've done a video about unconditional self-acceptance and self-love. I'm going to put the link for you right there. Number 5, their halo is a shining, as in they act like they could never do anything wrong or hurtful or dangerous or negative in any way, shape, or form. You remember, these people are con artists, right? They will always, always pretend to be innocent. They will never take responsibility for anything they've done. In fact, when they screw up, they will very often convince you of the reasons that it wasn't their fault. And that will even be true if you actually physically watch them do the act that they're pretending they didn't commit. Somehow it will be someone else's fault they did that. And they'll convince you entirely of this, at least until you get to know them really well. And then you'll just know that you're not allowed to say the truth as you understand it. You'll just know that you're supposed to keep your mouth shut and play along with the game. Anytime they mess up, it will not be their fault. Or they just won't admit they did it. So how can you tell if this is what they're doing? This is interesting. When you're dealing with someone who has screwed up or done something wrong, something against your relationship or something they know is going to upset you, very often they will act really, really guilty. They'll act like someone who has done the crime but isn't willing to do the time. But at the same time, if you physically saw them do it, they'll make up reasons and excuses why it wasn't their fault. If you didn't see them do it, they'll make up reasons and excuses that it couldn't have been them. They will also sort of pretend that they're going to take responsibility. They act like the victim. And if you explain to them why they're not a victim and in fact they are the perpetrator or the problem maker in this situation, they will use that against you and you will be part of their victim game. They will in fact self-victimize by pretending that you have somehow insulted them horribly by saying the truth. They will use your own words against you to try to get you to believe them. They play on your emotions and do anything they can to try to get your attention and to turn that attention toward the fact that they didn't do it and they're not responsible. Anytime they actually pretend to take responsibility, they do this in order to manipulate you for some reason, whether they want you to convince them that they didn't do it, or they want you to agree that it's not their responsibility, or they're desperate because you're about to leave and they're not ready to lose your supply yet. How do you win this game? This is where intuition comes in pretty strong. You have to listen to your gut here. And if you're smart, you will dig in and find out what really happened without letting them know that you're actually trying to do that. So my point is, tell them what you think they need to hear in the moment so that they don't know that you are going to find out the truth. And then quietly find out the truth and go from there. Another thing you can do to win this game if you're still in that relationship is to point out the things they're doing wrong rather than playing along with the game that they're innocent. So for example, if you notice that your narcissist treats someone in their life a horrible way and you know that person's a decent person, point it out to them and find out why they're doing that. Maybe there's a toxic situation you're not aware of, or maybe this person's just a narcissist and you don't want to be in their life. Don't defend someone you know is guilty, because if you do it now, it will come back later and bite you in the butt. When you do point out their mistakes, also point out what they could have done better. This will annoy the crap out of a narcissist, but it will also be taken very well by someone who isn't a narcissist. It's a really good way to kind of sniff them out. The key here is that a narcissist will become angry if you try to tell them how they could have done something better, while a healthier person will be more likely to take it as constructive criticism and do something to try to create positive change in their life if they want to. Just a little side note on that one. This is something that is going to be touchy for some people because a lot of survivors who are dealing with CPTSD will be hypersensitive to criticism. Please don't assume that I'm saying that everyone who's sensitive to criticism is a narcissist. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, is if someone tries to manipulate you or lie to you and tell you a story that you know isn't true and you call them out on it and then they become hypersensitive to the criticism, you might be dealing with a narcissist. Number six, they love to do the twist. They love to twist information. They love to twist the situation to their benefit. See, when you call them out on the bad things they're doing, narcissists are incredibly crafty. In fact, sometimes they will take the victim and make them the perpetrator in their story. Because the narcissist loves to play the victim. If they can blame you or someone else for whatever's going wrong, well, guess what? They have a way out. Sometimes narcissists will do anything they can to just get you on board with their story. Don't let them get away with it. This is something that happens during a smear campaign, something narcissists do often, especially if you go against them or you go no contact. They will definitely twist the story and turn you into the bad guy and themselves into the victim. So the way that you can find out for sure this is happening, in addition to, of course, hearing about it through the grapevine, as you probably will, is to check any hard facts that you can check. If a person tells you, everybody thinks you're lazy, ask everybody. And I don't mean that literally, but you know what I mean. Check with people before you assume that what they're saying is true. Hopefully other people will do that for you as well. Ask them to be objective in the story they're telling and see how well they do. People who are narcissists are not capable of truly being objective, especially when they have an agenda. They really want to convince you of their side of the story, and they will do anything they can to make that happen. You can win this game by simply getting your facts and information straight. Speak to those people that they've been dragging through the mud and find out exactly what's really happening. And hopefully, if you're the person in that situation, someone will do the same thing for you. But just a side tip, in case you are someone who's dealing with a smear campaign where a narcissist is tearing you down, those people who you know won't be on your side, simply ignore those people. But those people who you think should be on your side, I would give them one chance to be on your side. And what I would say to them is, if you know me, you know I didn't do those things. And if they say, well, I think you did those things, and you say, well, clearly you don't know me very well or as well as I thought you did, and I'm really sorry to hear that. Leave it at that and then back away from that person until this thing blows over. Then you might want to reevaluate your relationship with them and see if there's someone that you really want in your life. And if it's not something you really care about, feel free to just change the subject and tell them you don't really care about that situation or you don't have an opinion about it and move on. Finally, number seven, they're a human pressure cooker. Intentionally driving you crazy, intentionally making you doubt yourself, gaslighting, manipulating. They do this thing where they make you feel so much pressure to do whatever it is they want you to do, that sometimes you actually kind of build up pressure until you suddenly become explosive. It's almost like reactive abuse. They do this in order to play on your emotions and, of course, to make you appear a little crazy. That helps them later. So how do you tell if this is happening to you? Well, one of the biggest signs is that if you do have a blow up and suddenly now the narcissist is nice to you or they seem really super happy all of a sudden, they will intentionally ask you questions or ask you to agree to things that you might not normally have agreed to. They do this because they know in that moment it's very difficult for you to make logical decisions. So maybe you'll spend too much money for them, or you will agree to sell your house when you don't really want to sell your house, or something even smaller, like they ask you for $500 to go blow down at the casino, and normally you would never waste $500 on the casino, but they just helped you out of that situation and helped you relieve your stress. So by all means, here's $500, honey. It's important to recognize this because they really can totally bowl you over with this one. It's a huge, sneaky manipulation technique. So how do you win that game? Well, when you do feel emotional about something, if you have an emotional kind of explosion and the person who kind of caused that suddenly tries to help you calm down, suddenly they're your best friend in the whole wide world and everything's fine, watch out for what comes next. Don't just assume they're telling the truth. Don't just agree with anything they say just because they made you feel less stressed. Recognize that they're the person that actually caused that stress in the first place, and that then they calmed it all down because they use this as a manipulation tactic. This is one of the most sophisticated techniques that narcissists will use. Don't be scared to call them out about it. Tell them what you see and what happened. ask them what their intention was if they don't agree with you, and ask them to explain themselves. Why would you cause me to become upset about this, and then suddenly you want to help me calm down about this? Now, this could be something triggery, like, let's just say, for example, that the color red makes you feel sick to your stomach because some terrible thing was connected to that as a child. And let's say that suddenly you come home one day and your whole living room's painted red. The narcissist or toxic person in your life might be like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that you hated red. I'm so sorry. Oh, go calm down. Lay down in the bedroom. I'll repaint it. It'll be blue by the time you're done here. Something like that. That's just a kind of an extreme example, but you get the idea. Just remember that they are the one who triggered that stress in the first place. Ask them why they did it. Tell them you know that they know you hated the color red. And when it all is said and done, don't put yourself in a situation to have this happen to you again. Keep a safe distance from someone like that. Finally, I just want you to remember one last thing. Narcissists never like anybody they can't manipulate. So the more you educate yourself about this stuff, the more you become aware of the possible red flags and the ways that you can deal with them, the better chance you will have to avoid toxic people from this point forward. Stay strong. You deserve better than to be manipulated by someone who claims to love you or care about you. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you dealt with any of these manipulation tactics, these mind games, and which ones? Share your thoughts. Share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there, and while you're here, hit that subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.